The important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
Hey, and away we go. Thank you, and welcome to another edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show as we talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Today, well, we're broadcasting live from the Spivey Hacienda. Just off the 18th fairway at Steelwood Country Club. Glad to have you on board with you, with us. I am Randy Bergen, along with my podgy, Danny Spivey. Dan, how you doing, my man? What a beautiful, beautiful day, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what, about this time last year we were out here, Randy, if you remember.
Exactly.
It was a little chillier then, not so much today, my friend, as it is a beautiful little blustery day out here, but the weather's perfect for this wonderful Steelwood Collegiate Golf Invitational out here, and it's just so great to be here, and just time to play some golf.
It really is. Of course, you know, as we mentioned time and time again, we talk golf first, which we will talk a lot of golf today, but we've got to talk a little football as well. Hey, let me remind you, the fall issue of our magazine is out on the streets, and man, I got to tell you, it is a fantastic edition. What that means for you is not only great articles, great tips, great information, and absolutely great golf discounts. All you need to do is simply go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com. Check out the tab that says Deals. Click on that, and you can get up to 50% off some of your favorite golf courses around the area. Also, check us out on our podcast. If you miss any part of the show, you can always go back and check it out. Our podcasts are free. Everything is free, all right? So check it all out. The magazines are free as well, so pick one up today. Or go online, check out the digital version at southernfairwaysgolf.com. We're also on Facebook, and you can check us out on Twitter as well.
It is time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Ping, Play Your Best, and by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne. Experience the difference.
Well, Randall, there's golf all over the world, so let's not start. Let's start with the HSBC World Golf Championship at the Xishan International Golf Club in Shanghai, China, where they play for, get this, 1,118,970,000,000 yen. That's $10 million in our money there, Randall. And the guy who won it, keep your ears plugged if you don't want to know who won. Well, in a playoff over Tony Finau, won Xander Schauffele. Goes ahead and takes that title, Randall, birdieing the last two holes and the first playoff hole as he takes home the HSBC World Golf Championship trophy and his cut of the $10 million. Over in Jackson, Mississippi, the Sanderson Farm Championship, one Cameron Champ has a four-shot lead going to the final round today on the regular PGA Tour. He stands at 17 under par, right over Canadian A, Corey Connors,
A,
at 13 under par, and Sean Stefani.
Stefani.
I just like saying Stefani.
It has a good ring to it.
Yeah, and right there at 12 under par, Sean Stefani, and he's tied at 12 under par with DJ Tran.
The eighth edition of the Swinging Skirts LPGA Taiwan Championship wrapped up in Taiwan as Nelly Korda finishes at 13 under, picking up her first LPGA victory. Well, you may recognize the name. She's the younger sister of Jessica Korda. The old guys, they're in Sherwood, California, and Sherwood Country Club in Thousand Oaks, California, for the Invesco Triple Q Championship. My man, the Spaniard, Miguel Angel Jimenez, has a one-shot lead at 8 under.
Well, and I'll tell you what, right out here, give you an update on the Steelwood Collegiate Invitational as Wake Forest.
Don't they have some graduates?
They have some graduates. As they take a commanding lead in today's final round, they're 4 under on their round today, stand at 17 under par as a team with an 11-shot lead over Kennesaw State as they play the 6th, 7th, and 8th hole right behind them. How about Indiana University? Some Hoosiers down here, Randall, in South Alabama, as they're 2 under par today as well. So it looks like it's going to be a fun day for these collegiate golfers on this beautiful golf course.
No doubt about it. Let's say congrats to last week's winner, winners. Daniel Kang wins the LPGA. Sergio Garcia wins the Valderrama Masters. And congrats to Brooks Koepka as he wins the CJ Cup at Nine Bridges. You are officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. And that's your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping, Play Your Best, and by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne, Alabama. Experience the difference. All right, today on the Jason Young State Farm Insurance Guest Line, we're going to have, we mentioned right there, Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club. Well, we're going to have the general manager, Kenny Zuch, will be on with us at the bottom of the hour. They have their club championship. Wait, I'm not going to say anymore.
Okay.
We'll save it to the bottom of the hour.
There you go.
He's going to tell you all about it. And, oh, it doesn't matter whether you're a member or not. He's going to be telling you all about that, all right? Plus, we're going to have Kentucky Wildcats head coach Brian Craig will be with us. And at the bottom of the next hour, we'll talk a little golf, talk a little football, and talk a little automotives. We'll do that with Mitch McConnell right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. All right, go ahead and get your fingers ready. 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. Going to be giving away a ton of golf today. So get set. All right. Should be a lot of fun, Danny.
Well, I'll tell you what. And our guest has come in here. We're going to talk to him here in just a little bit, of course. A guy I've gotten to know over the last couple of years, I guess, and Brian Craig with the University of Kentucky, the head golf coach there. And I'll tell you what, Randy, he's a class guy. He's been at the University of Kentucky for, I think, 18 seasons now. I think this is the 18th year. And, well, we go way back. And when I say way back, I remember when this cat played at the University of Florida. I played at Alabama. And, boy, oh, boy, Brian, you guys had a good team back then, buddy.
Oh, I tell you what, I sat on the bench most of the time, Danny. I watched those guys play. They were so good.
Well, you are a good stick yourself. Don't sell yourself short. You are a smart guy, too. You were academic all SEC several times, and I can promise you, Randy, I wasn't.
Imagine that. Well, now, was DeMarco back there? Was he on your team?
He was.
Time?
Chris was a year older than me. Dudley Hart, 1 year older than me. And I'm still really close with those guys. Great guys.
They certainly are, no doubt. We've got a lot to talk about. Of course, we're going to talk about Wildcat Golf. We got to talk a little football, too, man.
Oh, man.
What a year y'all been having up there.
Amazing.
You know, it's fantastic.
Well, I'll tell you what, the guys, you know, Brian, I'm looking at kind of the scores on Golfstat right now. Looks like your team's out there. I saw you trucking up 18 right here, and it looks like the guys are playing pretty good today. Looks like they're a couple hundred par, at least.
It's a beautiful day out. The golf course is playing exceptional, and the greens are so good here. It's so much fun to play when the greens are like this on any golf course, obviously. But boys are making a few putts today. Last time I looked, we were 4 under at the turn. I walked the front nine, which is the back nine, but our front nine, with Lucas Euler, and he just 3-putted 18 to turn it 4 under. So
he
really played well.
Well, that's good stuff. And I'll tell you what, this course can be very challenging, especially when this wind starts whipping up. I remember last year, that Saturday round, because yesterday you guys played 36. It was a long day for the collegiate golfers. A little different weather yesterday than it was last year. It was a little rainy and a little cold.
Boy, last year it was, I think the feel-like temperature was probably high 30s.
Yeah.
The actual temperature was about 45. It was spitting rain all day. You'd have thought we were in Kentucky. and we battled through it, though. It was still good to toughen you up a little bit.
I'll tell you what, we're going to go to break here in just a little bit. You're going to sit with us for the next segment.
Love
for
to.
A few minutes. I want to talk about, and Randy, Brian and I talked about this a little bit. You got a great assistant, Ben Fruque, and just some college guys that really enjoy the experience like we got to when, you know, back in the day of traveling. But we're going to talk a little bit about how tough is it nowadays? The depth of players, the depth of talent that are around the country, being a major university and being able to get those guys in. And then as well as some of the equipment, you know, that they play, and just some different animals like that.
And one thing I want you to think about, too, is the money difference between when the expenses and all that, whenever y'all were playing, as compared to what they are today. Because I know some of these budgets have grown quite a bit since the early 90s.
Well, I do remember the first college tournament I played in, our coach, Conrad Rayling, who he gave us all $100 cash and a credit card from the University of Alabama, and the keys to a Winnebago, said, meet you down there, boys.
Should be a lot of fun. We're going to talk about some of the players you've got on your team as well, all right? So
fantastic.
It sounds good. All right, hey, you got to tune in to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Don't touch that dial. When we come back, we'll continue talking with Brian Craig, the head golf coach for the Wildcats of Kentucky. Plus, we're going to give away some free golf. Don't go anywhere. More Southern Fairways Golf right after this. back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Glad to have you on board with us as we're broadcasting live from the Spivey Hacienda right off the fairway. Number 18 right here at Steelwood Country Club. Beautiful, beautiful setting this morning. And I want to tell you what, the weather could not be better for golf. They've got the Intercollegiate Golf Tournament going on. Brian Craig, the Wildcats, Kentucky Wildcats head golf coach, is here with us as well. And we're going to talk some football in a minute, but let me give away some golf, all right? Let's do that. Let's do this. You know, our buddies over at Glen Lakes Golf Club, David Musenum, do a great job. They're offering six packs right now for only $209. They've gone up since I was in college.
I better tell you. Now, $2.09 was the six pack I was used to.
Yeah, that was the red, white, and blue, wasn't it?
That's right.
All right, he's got six packs for $209. I'm telling you, you need to give him a call, 251-955-1220. Here's what we'll do. We'll take the fourth phone call right now at 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. Fourth phone call is going to get you a five-pack to Glen Lakes. That means you're going to be the hero. But you and four of you golfing buddies, we're going to take care of the green fees. All you have to do is pick up the cart fee, all right? It's rolling in fantastic shape out there. They do a wonderful job. So congratulations. We've got some winners coming up here in just a few moments. All right, let's talk a little Kentucky Wildcat golf as we've got the head coach, Brian Craig, on with us. You got some guys out here, and I want to talk about some of your players right now. Brian, you've got talk a little bit about some of these guys. You got Zach Norris, Alan Hamilton, Fred Allen Meyer, Lucas Euler. Talk about some of these guys.
So we brought down a bunch of players, Randy. We're fortunate to get to play some guys as individuals. You know, five play in the team in college golf, and then we're playing some guys as individuals just purely for experience to hopefully help them grow and develop. And, you know, Lucas Euler on this team is our senior captain and leader. He and Fred Allen Meyer are two captains. Lucas is the most accomplished player on this team. I think we've got some guys that are emerging that hopefully will step into his footprints, but Lucas is a fabulous player. He's the one I was just walking with.
Right.
Shot 4-under on the front nine with a 3-putter on the last hole for par. And yeah, he just played in the European Tour event recently because he won the Dutch Amateur this summer.
Perfect.
Lucas is from Germany. But we've got some other guys that can play too. You know, Fred Allen Meyer is very capable. Right. Max Malis. You know, we had a slow start yesterday. My goodness, I thought we were asleep the whole 36 holes. But we're waking up a little bit today.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I was kind of paying attention. Randy and I played a little. My son, who plays on a high school team locally, and they had their little benefit charity golf tournament to raise some money for the golf team. We were out playing yesterday. I kept checking the thing, and I'm like, I was thinking about you like this. And I'm like, man, I said, they're just kind of meandering around the golf course. Just things
tough.
Weren't happening. It was tough. But, you know, Brian, we go back to, you know, you sell yourself short as far as your playing ability. Now, you did something that a lot of people haven't done, and I'm not going to make this too much about you, but you played in the 94 U.S. Open. And you qualify for that. And for people that don't understand out there, and we talk a lot about USGA qualifiers, it's very difficult to qualify for a USGA event. And you were to play at Oakmont, of all places. Do you remember kind of that experience and everything about it?
I remember it vividly. I still have nightmares about the greens at Oakmont. But the truth is, I was a good junior player, but I never qualified for U.S. Junior. Mm-hmm. I never qualified for U.S. Amateur, and then I qualified for the U.S. Open. Like, that doesn't make any sense, you know. And to play in the U.S. Open was a dream come true. We had a great experience up there. Just a short story that's really funny is I birdied the first two holes of the first round, and I teed off at 3 o'clock, so, you know, I'm really late. You know, the no-names get the late tee times, right? So, but I ended up shooting 73 that day, which was pretty good. But I was playing with a guy that I knew, and about the 14th hole or 13th hole, he said, hey, did you look at the leaderboard after number two? And I said, no, I didn't. He said, you were tied with Jack Nicklaus for the lead.
Oh my God.
And Nicklaus was on like 13 or 14 at the time because he played early. And so, unfortunately, I don't have a picture of it, so to prove it. But my dad's got to see it too, and he's since passed away, so that was pretty special.
Well, that's awesome. Well, you know, we get back and you use that kind of experience, especially being in your 18th season now at Kentucky. You know, you did a stint with Buddy Alexander as an assistant after playing for him, you know, at the University of Florida. You were at Central Florida as well, where you coached some great players. But you guys had some really good teams back then. I mean, there were some great players that came through Central Florida. But what kind of advice, and since you've been around this game for so long on a collegiate level, with some of these players that you have on your team, what do you – you know, what can you share with them and what do you share with them as far as perspective and understanding collegiate golf and what it all entails? Because you got to balance a lot in collegiate golf.
So really what our role is more of a coach and a mentor than a swing coach. So most of these kids come in with swing coaches.
Right.
Almost every one of them comes in with somebody they've been working with for years. And the worst thing you could do is start telling them different things about their swing than they've been getting for the last 4 or 5 years. That would really destroy you, to be honest with you. And I don't even care about the golf swing, to be honest with you. I'd love to have a team full of Jim Furyks or crazy looking swings that hit it straight, you know.
Yeah.
But what I love is the preparation, course management, how to play with your wedges and your putter, how to think, how to manage your game. Right. Those are the things that we, Ben and I, try to share with the guys from the experience that we've had and from the learning that we've been able to do from being around a lot of great players.
We're visiting with Brian Craig, the head golf coach for the Wildcats of Kentucky. Talk a little bit about your assistant coach.
Ben played for me, great player, almost won the SEC championship his senior year, was really, really, he still has the all-time scoring record at Kentucky, wow, better even than J.B. Holmes, mm-hmm, in one event. Ben shot, it was either 15 under or 17 under in a three-round event, and he won by like 7 shots. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like literally just blitzed the field at Vanderbilt one year in a good field, a good course. So Ben is the best putter I've ever seen, and he does a lot of work with the putting with the guys, and he's just got the mentality for it, and he can teach it.
Brian, let me ask you a question. Let me tell you, congratulations real quick to Mark McDonald of Mobile. You get the 5-pack to Glen Lakes. But let me ask you, we have a lot of folks that listen, a lot of parents out there, and we were talking about this, the Spanish 4 team yesterday. These kids that are coming up now, they got a lot of talent. There's a lot of talent all throughout not just the United States, but the world in junior golf. What would be something that a mom or dad that's listening right now, what kind of advice would you give them as far as a kid that's wanting to maybe pursue college golf? What do they need to work on? Because you mentioned just a moment ago this kid that's with you right now that's an absolute best putter you've ever seen. But talk about what they might need to do in order to get their child some looks at an SEC type team.
So we always preach the same thing to parents and to young people, and that's to focus on what you can control. If you focus on what you can control, i.e. do what you can to be as good as you can be, playing the absolute best tournaments that you can play in, because that's where you're going to get exposure, and that's also where you're going to get better. You're going to get that experience. Forget looking at the rankings. Parents get tied up in that. Kids get tied up in that. And it's just not that accurate once you get past the top 30 or 40 players in the whole country.
Right.
It's not that accurate because not everybody's playing the same tournaments. It's not the same opportunities. So I don't even look at that a whole lot, to be honest with you. You got to focus on what you can control. You need to – I tell people, either you're getting recruited and you know it, or you have to do the recruiting. And if you're doing the recruiting, then you need to put together a letter. You need to put together a video short, and you just send it out. And then you need to be tactfully persistent in following up. Don't wear out the people, the coaches. We get a lot of those emails. But you know what?
I like how you stretch short video.
And short, yes. And short.
30 seconds.
And short. But you want to be tactfully persistent. Hey, coach, I just played in this, and I did this, and I just want to let you know. And then the next thing you know, you're like, oh, man, I remember that kid. I'm going to go watch him play.
Right.
You know, as if they just send one email and they don't follow up after that, I mean, honestly, you're probably going to get lost in the weeds because we get so many of those. Parents, just love your kid and support your kid no matter what they shoot.
Now, Brian, let me ask you, whenever you go out and you recruit all over the nation, or do you just kind of keep it more in the Kentucky or the southeast portion of the United States?
So right now for us, Kentucky golf has been pretty good. So we've had a good run the last 4 or 5 years with Kentucky players, and it's still staying that way for the short term anyway. But we have Kentucky kids, and I have international kids, and I have one kid from North Carolina. So we pretty much stay in the east of the Mississippi and in our general 6-hour drive from our area, kind of. Or we look international. You know, I have two kids from Germany and one kid from Indonesia. They're great kids. They get along great with my guys on the team. They're phenomenal students, and then they can play.
Well, I'll tell you what, speaking with Brian Craig from the University of Kentucky men's golf team. And, Brian, one of the things you just kind of you touched on, and I kind of preach this and help some of the junior golfers around here learn those soft skills, learning how to do things, learning how to shake someone's hand, talk to them personally, develop those things. Because when you go to college, and you and I both know this, and you happen to be fortunate enough to make a team and you travel, you got to balance a lot. Not only your social life, your academic, you know, part, and all these other things. And the last thing that probably a head coach wants is a drama queen. You know, always causing a little bit of problem here and there, or just kind of, you know, all these different things like that.
So we tell we tell people, particularly when we're recruiting them, that in college you pretty much have three things. You have your school, you have your golf, and you have the social aspect. And there's only time to be great at two of them.
Yeah.
Right? and you got to pick which two it is. All right? And I can tell you this. I've had some teams that didn't have great team chemistry, and I've had some teams that we've been so blessed in the last 5 to 7 years that we've had this wonderful team chemistry. Not perfect. Nobody, you're not going to have any time perfect when you got 10, right. 11, 18 to 22-year-olds in the same van, right. But it's been pretty special and pretty good. And it's so much more enjoyable. It just makes it better.
Man, I wish you could hang around with another. We got to talk football, but I know you got to. Can you hang around?
I can hang around for another 10.
Great. We're going to do that. Brian Craig with the men's golf team at the University of Kentucky. Hey, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to visit with the director of golf, the general manager over at Lake Forest. He's got a big tournament coming up. Kenny Zuch, he's on next. Don't touch that dial. That takes you back a little bit, doesn't it?
Let's take it back.
Is that Wham?
No, that's Aha.
Aha?
Aha.
Aha.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Randy Berger, Danny Spivey, and Brian Craig with the men's golf team for the University of Kentucky. We're going to talk some Wildcat football here in just a second. But before we do, let's go to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, and welcome in the general manager of Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne, Alabama, our good friend Kenny Zuch. Kenny, how you doing, my man?
What do you say, guys?
It's a beautiful day to be playing golf is what it is, friend. Hey, let's talk real quick. I know you got a big tournament coming up on November the 10th and the 11th. Tell us all about it.
Yep, sure do. Hey, we're doing something a little different. We're hosting what we're going to call our Open Club Championships, Saturday, Sunday, November 10, 11. And we've got, as everybody does, your overall champion. 60 and above is going to be our senior champ, and 70 above is going to be our super senior champ. Great weekend put together, and a little niche out there. Our buddy that Josh Donaldson, is personally inviting everybody to come sign up and try to beat. So he thinks he can take anybody down. That's why we've opened it up to anybody that wants to come play.
Well, let me tell you, and for those of you who maybe don't recognize the name Josh Donaldson, he plays currently with the Cleveland Indians, was with Toronto Blue Jays, most valuable player of the Major League in 2015. And if you've not played golf with Josh, it is incredible because he can just knock it completely out of sight.
Well, a guy, and Kenny, you've seen him hit the ball plenty of times. And, Brian, he's one of those cats, obviously tremendous fast twitch muscles. And if he can hit a baseball, 400 feet,
yeah,
he can hit a golf ball 400 yards. I can promise you that.
He knocks it on out there for sure. But yeah, he'll be playing out there, and you can get out there. You can challenge him. And I know Josh is he'll throw it out there, man. And here's the thing, he can walk the walk.
Well, he knows every inch of that property. He was weaned playing golf there. That's why he's got such a loyalty to that facility. He could play anywhere he wants, and this is. I mean, the day after the season was over, he was there playing with the boys, the old Mafia gang, and he plays with them every day. So it's nice to have him there. Now, somebody may beat him, but I can tell you what, nobody's going to hit it past him.
No, they're not. All right, hey, Kenny, somebody wants to get signed up for this, and this happens again on Saturday and Sunday, November the 10th and the 11th at Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club. It's the Lake Forest Men's Open Club Championship. You're going to have golf, practice balls, lunch both days, champion awards, and a bunch of other prizes. Someone wants to be a part of this, which I know our whole gang is going to be. How do they get involved?
Hey, just call the pro shop, or you can stop by 251-626-9324. Like you said, all the golf, the range balls, great gourmet lunch with my new food and beverage director both days, not a dog and a burger. Where do you see these prizes these three champions are going to win? And I'm throwing a little niche out there just for you today. Anybody that signs up, as soon as you do, I'm going to throw in a complimentary practice round on us. No cart, no green fee. Go out there, play the golf course, get used to it, get ready for the tournament. Come see us. It's a whopping $60 for the whole weekend, and the free practice round. So
I was going to ask you, Randy, how much is it?
Great deal. Great deal.
You heard him right there. A whopping $60. That covers two days of golf and all of that. And, man, it will be a ton of fun. Kenny, hey, buddy, it's always good to have you on. We're looking forward to getting out there. As a matter of fact, that Sunday we will do our radio show out there for you. So we're looking forward to that for November the 10th and 11th. That's coming up in just a couple of weeks. So, Kenny, hey, as always, pal, we'll talk to you real soon. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
Hey, I expect you Sunday in starch, pinpoint, Oxford, and tie as rules official.
Okay. All right, okay. My friend. Have a good one, pal.
Okay, buddy. Thanks.
All right, there you go. The general manager over at Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne, Alabama. I'll tell you, it's a neat course. They do a great job, the greens. You like the greens out here at Steelwood? Pretty close over there at Lake Forest.
They're good, then.
If you want more information, 251-626-9324. All right, we've got Brian Craig, the head golf coach for the men's golf team at the University of Kentucky. Let's talk a little Wildcat football. We got just a few minutes here. Last night, oh my goodness, what a finish.
A walk-off touchdown.
First time I think we've had that. I heard on our after play the game call-in show since like 51 or something like that. our football team's legit.
Yeah, well, I want you to talk a little bit about this coach, Mark Stoops, who's gone in there and kind of changed it up a little bit. Is brought in. It seems now, of course. Let's just go ahead and throw it out there. Full disclosure, we're Alabama fans here, okay? But we got a lot of Auburn fans, a lot of LSU fans. But let's talk a little bit about this coaching staff, because he's going to change up the culture up there.
Mark, first of all, he's a awesome guy. He's a football coach. Like he is just that guy. He's tough. He's got the persona. The players, he's hard on them, but he's fair with them. And I love the guy. I think he's fantastic. He's done a great job of building things up there the right way. We've slowly gotten better, building the right foundation. The recruiting has stepped up so much since Coach Stoops and his staff got there that it's, I mean, now we're, this is a true story. It used to be we'd see kids deciding between, Cincinnati and Middle Tennessee State or Kentucky. Now it's, we're going head-to-head with Bama on kids.
Right.
We're going head-to-head with Georgia on kids. We're going head-to-head with some Michigan State. And occasionally we get some of them.
Right.
Occasionally we get some of them.
Well, I got to tell you, your campus is beautiful. The surroundings are beautiful. Everything's there. And like I say, Coach Stoops really has it going. Let's see, what's today, 28th? So Tuesday's the first CFP ranking.
Right.
So I fully expect the Wildcats to be in the top 10 in that first ranking.
I think they will be. I think. And
how long has that been? That's been a long time since they've been up there.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm so excited for those guys because they really are changing the culture from. Hey, we were the team that if we had two touchdown lead in the fourth quarter, we always felt like we were going to lose.
Right.
And now we're the team that even if we're behind like that in the fourth quarter, we feel like we have a chance to win.
Absolutely.
Like last night.
That's all culture. That's all culture.
And that's a great feeling. Talk about this running back. Benny Snell is just has he changed that team.
He's phenomenal, yeah. And, he's got that personality. He's got the larger-than-life personality, the big smile. They use him in some marketing campaigns, and I get the phone call. It's a tape-recorded phone call, but I get it because I'm on the ticket list, obviously, and it's this is your boy Benny Snell. Come out and support the Wildcats. He's just that guy. He got snubbed by Ohio State. He wanted to go to Ohio State. That was his school. And now he's like, I'm glad I'm a Kentucky Wildcat. And he wants to put it to Ohio State now. He'd love to have the opportunity to do that.
Well, it's certainly good. And talk about Ohio State last week, that big upset by Purdue, and of course, Danny, you were a Buckeye before you were a Crimson Tide. Your dad, we still call him Buckeye.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I grew up in Columbus, Ohio. My first job was selling hot dogs at the horse show.
Wow,
as a kid, and it's one of those things. As anything can really happen in a college football season, but Ohio State kind of laid an egg. They laid an egg last year against Iowa, and it cost them in the end there. And I'll tell you what, I'm just so excited for Kentucky, and we got Florida next week, right? So it's going to be
Georgia.
Oh, you have Georgia.
Yes. We play Georgia. Winner will go play Alabama in the SEC championship game.
Right. Right.
If Bama can get by LSU.
Well, and I'm going to be at that ball game.
Yes, you will.
I'm going to be at that
ball
game.
He's going to be in Baton Rouge.
We're going to be in
I think they're going to win that game.
Listen, Bama always does well in Baton Rouge, but and who knows? Coach O might He might call in here in a little bit, but it'll be a ton of fun. Listen, LSU's playing good. Joe Burrow's done a good job as quarterback. Coach O's done really kind of changed it up over there as well. They're in contention, and if Alabama steps out of line just a little bit, it could be a tough night.
Well, that's true. Burrow's is another guy who got snubbed by Ohio State.
Really?
He transferred and just didn't get to play in time, and he said, "I'm out." He goes to LSU, and look where they are right now.
Yeah, they're playing
He's
well.
Doing
so,
great.
But you gotta love SEC football. I mean, obviously, you're playing golf down in Florida and now being part of the Kentucky team. SEC football, I don't think there's anything better. There's not another conference better than the SEC.
This coming week for us will be so much fun with the lead into this Georgia game, with the buzz around campus, with the buzz around the city. It's going to be a blast. We just can't wait.
Well, how about that game yesterday, Georgia and Florida, the largest cocktail party in the world? That final in that one, 36-17. You knew it was going to be close, but that was, to me, a little bit more of a blowout than I thought. I thought it might be a 3-point, 7-point game.
Well, exactly, and I think that played right into Kentucky's hands, you know, with them playing Georgia. And I'll tell you, you know, it's going to be one of those games. And really, Georgia, I watched some of the stuff later in the afternoon. They just kind of pulled away in the fourth quarter. And Florida just kind of fell a little bit flat and a couple little mistakes there. But
Fron had a good game, though.
Yeah.
Fron had a good game. Three touchdowns.
A really good second half.
Yeah.
Really good second half. But, you know, looking forward to that Georgia game next year. Or next week for Kentucky. But before we get going here, I do have to ask you something, because Randy and I were going through your bio, Brian, and Gastonia, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, I got to ask you about that. Is that Gastonia? Okay, one of my favorite shows in the world is the Andy Griffith Show. Is Gastonia near Mayberry?
You know, it's fairly close. I want to say it's within an hour.
Okay. Good stuff.
Reasonably close. But it is the home of James Worthy.
Oh, okay. How about that?
And also Eric Sleepy Floyd, if you remember him around the same same era.
Yeah.
I was a little kid. My dad would take me to high school. I went to the same high school, ultimately, that James did. But obviously, he's a little older than I am. But I remember him playing. It was awesome. The guy had that first quick step. You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah.
He was so good on that first step. Fun to watch.
That's good. Now, being a golf coach, for as long as you've been a golf coach, you have to have a tremendous support staff at home. And I know that's one of the things.
At your home.
And, you know, talk about your family a little bit.
So I'm married to my beautiful wife, Tammy Craig. We've been married 24 years and met her at Florida when we were down in Florida. And, you know, it's really hard because we travel a lot. And so she's the rock of the family,
right,
is what it amounts to. Because when I'm gone, and we've got three kids, I've got Katie Best, a freshman now at UK. Carson's a senior in high school. And then I've got Philip is a seventh grader, 13 years old. And, you know, when we don't have family there. So we have close friends, obviously. We don't have family. And so when we're gone, especially in the spring, you know, my poor wife's pulling her hair out.
Oh, yeah.
About the month of March really is when it hits, you know.
Right.
And, you know, look where I am.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm looking at this lake. I'm eating these fancy meals.
Now, she's able to see through all. So if you call her and say, "It's just awful here, hey, honey, I miss you." You got to be careful what you post.
You got to be careful what you I learned now just to not brag about where we are,
right,
and how wonderful it is,
right,
and what the meal was last night. You know, I just, "Hey, how was your day, honey?"
Now, do you like to fish?
I love to fish.
Okay,
this lake's awesome.
Have you fished out here?
I have.
Okay, all right, because
it's
typically
awesome.
If you go out there and pull out a bass, nothing less than 9 pounds.
There's some big bass out here.
Now, yes. I'll tell you, you have one of your players, I believe Zindra, he came.
Yes.
And I saw him on 10 tee box this morning, and I talked to him, and I said, "Did you get a chance to go out and fish?" And he said, "Oh, yeah."
Hey, Brian, thanks for hanging out with us, man. We hope to have you back on real soon. How about that?
Good luck today, man.
Final round today. All
thanks.
Right.
Thanks,
all right.
Dan.
Thanks,
good,
Randy.
Good stuff right there. All right, that's Brian Craig, the head golf coach for the University of Kentucky. We'll take a quick timeout. More Southern Fairways Golf right after this. You know, we tell you each and every Sunday to buckle up. Fastest 2 hours in radio. And I'll tell you what, Dan, his first hour has flown by. It was so good to have Brian Craig on with us, the golf coach for the Kentucky Wildcats. And great guy, you know, just a great demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
And could sit here and talk to him all day.
Oh, all day. And, you know, you could see his passion. And even when we got offline there and, you know, said goodbye to him, he's just so thankful and feels so blessed to do what he does and get to travel all around the country and the world. world, you know, and yep. and follow these. But I can tell you, it has its challenges too, Randall. You know, you got 18 to 22-year-olds.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Hey. Let me mention a couple things real quick. Timber Creek is, if you're looking for a place to hold a tournament, Timber Creek's a great place to do it. We were out there yesterday. We played in the Spanish Four golf team's little benefit, and congratulations, I think we won.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
You know, that was fun yesterday. We had one of your employees, Jessica, and her
significant other.
Yep.
Yeah, Craig. And I'll tell you what, we had a blast. And congratulations to Rob and the gang over there, because, of course, Randy, we were commenting about it all day. A lot of good things going on, and the hospitality. It's always good to see everybody over there. But you know, we like to win, Randy.
Well, you know, we like to win. I tell you what, and this is certainly in no braggadocious way, because you know I'm a fairly humble guy. But I've played in three scrambles over the course of the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
Played in the Bayside, played in this one, and what was the other one I played in? Oh, I played in the Coastal Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Two of three.
There you go.
Two of three. Okay.
How about that?
On the top.
You're on the list now.
Hey, but if you want more information about Timber Creek, hey, maybe you want hold an event, a banquet, a wedding reception, something like that, you can do it at Timber Creek. 251-621-9900. 621-9900. Talk with head golf professional John Michael Fager, or you can speak with Rob Bradley, a great friend of ours, and certainly encourage you to go out. Hey, as a matter of fact, hey, let's do this. We'll give you two rounds right now. Two green fees to Timber Creek. Real quick, we'll take the second phone call at 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. You'll get two green fees to Timber Creek. Listen, if you've not played out there lately, the greens rolled good yesterday. We played Pines and Mag.
Yes.
And really, really, really enjoyed it. So I encourage you to get out there and play as soon as you possibly can. You know, Danny, we're going to do a Danny's Did You Know, and we'll do it next hour.
All right, we'll do it next hour. It's a little different one.
It'll be off golf.
Yeah.
But it'll be, you know, we got Veterans Day coming up on November the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a little special. We got a little special Danny's Did You Know coming up the next hour. You won't want to miss it. A hero of not only our area but of this country is who we'll be talking about. And do you want me to? I can go ahead.
Yeah.
Let me throw it out there. The Danny's Did You Know is going to be on a very good friend of mine, and they just passed away just a couple of weeks ago. Colonel Glenn Frazier. Okay. And if you don't know about Colonel Glenn Frazier, stick around. I don't want to spoil it right now. But what a story!
And what a life.
What a man! Absolutely, no doubt about it. Also, we're going to talk with Mitch McConnell. That's not the majority Senate leader.
We confused Brian, who's from Kentucky, and he said, Mitch McConnell's coming on?
You got Mitch McConnell.
Not the majority House leader, but a different Mitch. Just as important, though.
In his mind.
Yeah.
And
he's solid.
No doubt.
We played together out here. It's great.
Y'all did play in your pro-am out here Friday.
Yeah, played with a young man from Rice.
Yeah.
Rice. I got
y'all
an owl hat.
You were all wearing hats.
Yeah, all wearing the Rice owl hats.
Cool.
And great guy. About 6'7", though. You know,
big guy.
Lefty.
Could he hit it?
Oh, yeah. He could pound it.
How long? Okay, of course, it's the Intercollegiate, if you're just joining us, right here at the Spivey Hacienda overlooking the 18th fairway here at Steelwood. How long does this play from the back? Because I can tell you, there's a couple of holes. Number 18, you tip it on out. It can get out there.
Well, it's a deceiving 7,100 yards, Randy.
It plays like 75.
Plays about 75 because you have three holes out here that, like, you know, we have a 292-yard par 4, number 5, and then we also have some shorter par 3s that they do. So you have some 580-yard par 5s. You know, I think one's going 610 today, and we got a little prevalent wind. And then, you know, you got a couple par 4s, especially on the backside, that are 470, 480. And I'm telling you, it's a tough track from back there.
Hey, let me say congratulations to Sandy White Spooner. Sandy is
Spooner.
Sandy is the guy that knows exactly. He's got it timed out.
He's got it.
Remember, he's the one that came up to us at Timber Creek one time. And said,
he's a professional.
Dude. Congratulations. You get the two green fees to Timber Creek. And maybe need to take a lesson from Sandy because, again, he knows exactly how to do it. Danny, real quick before we go to the top of the hour, get you caught up on the leaderboard. If you're looking at the Invesco Triple Q Championship, that is where the PGA Tour champions are playing. Where is it, you ask? One of my favorite places. Play there many a time. Sherwood Country Club out in Thousand Oaks, California. Miguel Angel Jimenez, the Spaniard, at 8-under. He's one shot better than Canadian Steve Ames. Michael Bradley is at 7-under, and Scott Parel at 7-under. You may not recognize the name Scott Parel. Well, had the opportunity to meet him down in Orlando, and he went on in a playoff to win the Diamond Resort Invitational back in January. So those guys sit at 7-under. Tom Byron at 6-under. The Taiwan Championship on the LPGA, Kelly Korda wins by 2 strokes at 13-under. She beats Minchi Lee from Australia. Lee was at 11-under, and this is the first LPGA victory for Nelly Korda. Of course, Nelly Korda, is the younger sister to Jessica Korda.
And, of course, the HSBC World Golf Championship over at Shenzhen International Golf Club.
Shenzhen
over in there in Shanghai, China. Of course, it's done because it's Monday there.
Right.
Randy, and Xander Schauffele goes ahead and takes a playoff victory over Tony Finau.
You know, and it's great because this is really when you want to start getting those FedEx points going.
Oh, yeah.
Get that victory so you can get on to the Masters and get invited to that. It's really neat to go on and get that early win in this wraparound season.
Well, he's certainly moving up the world golf ranks. A little reshuffle that starting tomorrow. And then over in Jackson, Mississippi, right around the corner from us, the Sanderson Farms Championship at Jackson Country Club. Cameron Champ's going to try to pull off and close this victory. He's got a 4-shot lead going into today. Going to tee off. Well, here in about an hour.
You know what? Now, this Cameron Champ, folks may not recognize him. Here's a catch. You talk about hitting it long, getting it out there, and how important. And I'm going to ask you a question in a second. But this is a cat. I think he was averaging, if I remember correctly, and if I'm wrong, somebody let me know. But I think he was averaging 343.1.
He can pound it. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we look when I was playing with, you know, in the college game out here, and then I watched a few of the college players. You know, it's just a different game. And you know, we didn't get a chance to get into it with Brian because you see Brian, you see our statures. Randy, he fits well with us. But it's just right there. But yeah. I'm going to tell you, like he said, he mentioned he likes people that can get the ball in the hole. Jim Furyk swing that can just score. A lot of these guys, it's just a different game as far as lengthwise with the equipment and the physicalness that they have. And Cameron Champ is certainly one of those guys that he could probably play another professional sport.
Absolutely. You know, and a question was asked, and I think it's a great question. One would throw out here is if I could give you 30 yards more off the tee box or give you 5 more fairways per round, which would you want? Would you want the 5 fairways, or would you want the 30 to 40 yards above where you're hitting it now?
Well, it's an interesting question because there's some different mentalities out there. You take a Bubba Watson and some of the tour events that these cats have played, or a Phil Mickelson or something like that, specifically a Bubba Watson, they believe in bombing it down there close. So they're going to hit driver all over the place and try to wedge out from a deeper rough. Now, you could do that at Augusta, and you can do that at a couple other places. You can't do it at U.S. Open. It's tough to do it in an Open Championship as well, and certain PGA Championship venues. But I'm going to take the fairways every time because the game is just easier from the short grass because, you know, the lie dictates every shot. And that's what I try to preach to some of these junior golfers is you really don't know what kind of shot you are going to hit until you see the kind of lie you have. And, you know, just all over the world, the rough. Different. You got Bermuda rough out here. You got Kentucky bluegrass up in Kentucky and along the northeast. So it's just better to hit it in the fairway. Randy, I'd take 5 fairways more around than I would 30 more yards.
That's interesting. That's interesting because I think, you know, and it obviously depends on what tee box you play from. If you're playing from the back tees, I think the 30 or 40 yards would probably be better for you. Where we're playing now, yeah, the fairway would be more important. And listen, again, playing at Timber Creek yesterday, if you got in the rough, it was a little rough.
It's supposed to be.
It's why they call it the rough.
Absolutely.
All right, but yeah, I agree with you. I think I would rather take the fairway and have that nice shot in. So interesting. Good stuff right there. All right, hey, coming up in the next hour, of course, we're going to talk with Mitch McConnell. We'll talk a little golf with him. We'll talk a little football. As y'all did Friday. You talked a lot of football.
We
Friday.
Talked a lot of football, and I'll tell you what, Mitch and I and our two partners, we had a great chance. Grant, who plays for Rice, was our college player, and we had some excitement going on in the golf course. A lot of talking, a lot of sharing information and all that stuff, but what a beautiful day we had together.
Yeah, no doubt. Plus, I want to give away some more free golf. You won't want to miss that. Hey, we got to talk about Johnny Miller. He is retiring. Who's going to take over? Well, it's official now, Paul Azinger, and I'm an Azinger fan, okay? There's a lot of folks that really didn't care for Johnny Miller. I liked
him as well.
Because you knew what, you might not always like what he said, but he was pretty direct. He was the guy that's going to say what you didn't want to say.
And Azinger's already said he's not going to use the word choke during the broadcast.
Exactly. All right, first hour coming, going. Second hour coming up. Don't touch that dial. More golf to give away. A lot of golf to talk about. And, yes, we're going to talk a little football as well, as this is Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Don't touch that dial.
Here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
Why, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome into the second hour of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show as we talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Hey, we're broadcasting live from the Spivey Hacienda overlooking the 18th fairway of Stillwood Country Club in beautiful Loxley, Alabama. I am Randy Bergen. Glad to have you on board with us. Got my buddy Danny Spivey with us. Danny, I got to tell you, our first hour was fun. Great to have Brian Craig on, the head golf coach at Kentucky for the Wildcats, and great to have him. It was just a lot of fun. Great guy, and we got to get him back on.
Oh, he's a great guy, and he got the biggest kick out of talking when we shifted it to a little Kentucky Wildcat football.
Yeah.
He's like, down in Alabama talking Wildcat football? I was like, hey, man, we're a golf show.
that's why we say we talk golf first, no doubt. Hey, I want to remind you, the fall issue of our magazine is out on the streets. It's a fantastic edition. You got to pick one up. They're free. Doesn't cost you anything. Hey, if you can't get to a golf course near you, simply go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com. You can check it out. The digital version is free. It is awesome. And also, you may look up there at some tabs that say deals, podcasts. Well, if you look at deals, you can get golf up to 50% off. All right? Check that out. And also, check out our podcast. Every show is on there. So check it out. Also, check out at Twitter, and we're on Facebook.
It is time for your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping. Play your best and by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne. Experience the difference.
Well, a bit of a spoiler alert. So if you don't want to know who won the HSBC World Golf Championship, well, put your fingers in your ears right now because I'm about to tell you. Xander Schauffele wins in a playoff over Tony Finau on the first playoff hole, making birdie on 18. He birdied that twice, Randy, back-to-back at the end of the final round. And also in the playoff, if he picks up, get this, his share of 1 billion yen, that's $10 million United States money, but he picks up that World Golf Championship. And, of course, over in Jackson, Mississippi, at the Sanderson Farm Championship, Cameron Champ has a four-shot lead as he just teed off, trying to close that victory as the one right behind him, four shots back, the Canadian Corey Connors, and right behind him, Roberto Castro and Adam Shank.
The eighth edition of the Swinging Skirts LPGA Taiwan Championship, well, they wrapped up just a little while ago in Taiwan. Natalie Korda finishes at 13-under, picking up her first LPGA victory. Yes, you recognize the name? Well, she's the younger sister of Jessica Korda. The old guys, they're at Sherwood Country Club in Thousand Oaks, California for the Invesco Triple Q Championship. The Spaniard, yep, great guy, the most interesting man in golf, Miguel Angel Jimenez. He's got a one-shot lead at 8-under.
Well, I'll tell you what, over here at the Steelwood Intercollegiate Golf Tournament, it is turning into a barn burner. Of course, Wake Forest had the team lead starting the day at 17-under par. Well, it's gotten a little bit closer. Kennesaw State's playing pretty good, but how about them Kentucky Wildcats?
Yes.
Brian Craig, I need to call him, tell him to come back, because while he was off the course, his team was going crazy as they've moved at 8 spots up into a T4 position right now as they're 5-under par playing the 14th, 15th, and 16th hole today. But right there, it looks like Wake Forest is going to hold on in these last 9 holes for a nice championship here at Steelwood.
Congrats to last week's winners. Daniel Kang wins on the LPGA. Sergio Garcia wins on the Valderrama Masters. And congrats to Brooks Koepka as he wins the CJ Cup at 9 Bridges. Now, you are officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world, and that's your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping. Play your best and by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne, Alabama. Experience the difference. All right, coming up in this hour, we're going to be talking with Mitch McConnell, one of our great friends, great sponsor of the show. We'll talk some football with him. We'll talk golf. And, yes, we'll talk a little automotive with him. Also in this hour, Danny's Did You Know. We're going to do it on a step away from golf for a little bit, on a great friend, a great guy, a great hero to this country, a guy that passed away late September, a good friend of ours, Colonel Glenn Frazier. Danny will do his Did You Know on that. And I'm going to tell you, you want to stick around for that because man, what a life.
Well,
what a life.
And I'll tell you what, Randy, and the reason we're kind of going to do it right now is on Friday, they had an unbelievable celebration of life memorial service at the USS Battleship Alabama just past Friday, and just memorializing and celebrating this remarkable man's life. And it was followed by just a beautiful graveside military funeral there at the Veterans Cemetery in Spanish Fork.
Right,
you and I have been, Dr. Booth,
yeah,
who heads all that up, you and I have been there several times, and I know my son and his Boy Scout troop have been there, and it's especially when we lay wreaths and put the flags out, right, during Veterans Day. It's a special place.
Absolutely, no doubt. You know, someone else that passed away, and folks probably don't even know this. All right, the hat you're wearing right now, this is yours. Happens to say Titleist on it.
Yeah.
Mine will say either Ping or GCGA. Well, the guy that really kind of developed this passed away just at the age of 93.
Ooh.
His name is Lou King. We'll tell you a little bit about him.
How about that?
Okay. Where did it all start?
Are you talking about hats in general?
Hats, logos on hats.
Hats, logos. How about that?
Okay. That the golf, that the PGA adapted.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be kind of interesting. We'll kind of put all that
together. Boy, there's been some interesting hats out there with logos on it throughout the years.
We got, how much time we got here? We got 2 minutes. All right. Oh, by the way, we're giving away some free golf coming up here in just a minute as well. But got to throw one. The one that comes to my mind right off is, oh, my gosh, I just had his name in my head. Jasper Parnovic. Okay. Did you like the way he wore his hat? Because he still does it on the Champions Tour.
Well, he still does it. It's certainly unique to him. But the one that comes into my head is the big green one. You know, that the waste management one,
okay,
you know, just looks so,
right,
so different out there. Kind of a trucker hat looking. The big billboard, Randy.
Big. Wow. Wow. Also, Johnny Miller retiring, and Paul Azinger will take over there. So kind of that'll be interesting. You know, Paul Azinger does a lot with Fox, and now he'll move over and start doing the NBC and the Golf Channel. I like Paul Azinger. Of course, Paul Azinger's coach who passed away not too long, a couple of years ago, actually John Redmond, Bo Redmond's dad. Of course, Bo was on the show with us many, many times. John Redmond was on with us as well. That was Paul Azinger's coach. And John, Mr. Redmond, man, he taught a lot of the professionals back in the day, and we've had the opportunity when he lived right here in Baldwin County to spend some time with him. And I'm telling you, he was a rough, grizzly old guy, I'm going to tell you. But, man, he knew his stuff.
Yeah, he did. And I'll tell you what, and Johnny Miller knew his stuff, too.
Yeah, he did.
And, you know, whether he was one of those polarizing figures in media, and, you know, whether you loved him or hated him, he had some prolific things he would talk about. He'd use words like choke and chunk and duck hook and shank.
Yeah.
And he'd use all the descriptions that you're not supposed to use.
Right.
And probably one of my favorites he ever said is a guy, player, had about 80 yards over a lake, over a pond to a green. He said, all he's thinking about right now is don't chunk it in the water. And I keep thinking to myself, it goes against all the positive mental reinforcement that all these prolific psychologists are talking about, positive thoughts. He's like, he's thinking, don't chunk it.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, got to say congrats to the GCGA Tour Cup winner, Mr. Randy Little. He got it last week playing in the Tour Championship at Rock Creek. He played well and got a lot of goodies for that. Got a nice trophy. You can go to our GCGATour.com website and check it out. By the way, it'll crank back up in February, so if you're looking for competitive golf, a ton of fun, the GCGA Tour is where you need to be. Go online, GCGATour.com. Turn to a little serious note real quick before we take the time out. Keep your thoughts and prayers with our friends over in the Panama City area as they're still reeling from that Hurricane Michael. I talked to Ryan Mulvey, the general manager of golf there at Sheridan Bay Point, and man, it's devastating over there. 3,200 trees fell on the Meadows course. Yeah, so they're in devastation. We'll have him on with us coming up in the next couple of weeks. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk with our good friend Mitch McConnell. Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show rolls on right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. We certainly welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Randy Bergen along with Daniel Spivey as we're hanging out at the Spivey Hacienda overlooking the 18th fairway here at beautiful Steelwoods. I got to tell you, if you go to our YouTube or go to our website right now, southernfairwaysgolf.com, you can check out a little intro that I did. And in the background is this beautiful lake. What is this? How many acres?
About 250 to 300. I mean, the back end of the north part of the lake is a little bit shallow, but you know, good 250, Randy.
Man, it is beautiful out here today. They got the Intercollegiate Golf Tournament going on where the Kentucky Wildcats making a little bit of a move, and it was great to have Brian Craig on with us, the head coach for the golf team for the Kentucky Wildcats, on with us a little earlier. Now, hey, guys, we got to turn to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in our good friend, the Paul Casey lookalike, Mitch McConnell. Mitch, how you doing, pal?
Oh, Randy, I'm great. I always like to remind everybody that Paul Casey looks like Mitch McConnell, not the other way around, guys.
okay, if you say so.
In fact, hey, listen, he right told now, me Paul, I was when I saw him at the Masters last year. He said, "Man, you're the best looking guy I've seen at Augusta in a long time." So we kind of got a good laugh out of that. But we do favor each other. I just wish I had his golf swing and his bank account.
Well, I had no doubt about it. I tell you what, he finished up pretty well at the World Golf Championship HSBC Champions T16. He was what was he? 6 under, I think, or I don't know, but he T16 for him. So 2 under overall for the championship. All right, hey Mitch, let's talk a little golf. I know that Friday you and Danny and Chris Califi and the young man from Rice were out here in a little scramble for the pro-am. For the tournament they got this weekend, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, first of all, Danny, you know, you live out there, but if anybody has not been to or visited Steelwood, man, you're missing out. So we definitely think that being a member at Steelwood, I've been one for a long time, 15, 16, 17 years, that golf course, Danny, was amazing. And let me just say this, Danny Spivey, I would probably put him up against Justin Rose or just about anybody with that putter these days. That thing was deadly. So he holed out on number 10, but it was just fun to watch. It was money. We kind of fell apart on the last three holes and we had a chance to win, but we had a blast.
Hey, I got to tell you, Mitch, yesterday we played in a tournament over at Timber Creek, and I had not seen Danny. You got the new...
Yeah, it's the Bernhard Longer. I love Bernhard, you know, it's a big putter.
So Danny let me grab it, and I, that thing was as tall as I was. And I kind of scuffed it a little bit whenever I tried, but, man, that thing... You had a hot yesterday, too. Well, we had fun in our little scramble, but the course out here at Steelwood, the greens roll so true.
Oh, man, you know, the greens are just absolutely pure and amazing, and that's the reason it's such a treat. You know, there's not a lot of places you can drive 10 or 20 minutes and play greens like that with a beautiful wake. Now, one thing I'll go back to, Randy, Danny says to me on about the fourth or fifth hole when he's made three, you know, pressure putts because he was batting cleanup. He said, yeah, I like what Terry Portamine did with his putter, Mitch, but, you know, I think I might try a different putter head. I like the length of the putter because, you know, it's good for my back and all that. I was like, if you change that putter head, I literally will, A, kick your butt, and, B, I will laugh at you. You know? Don't change anything, man. Just if you roll them in like that, as good as that guy hits the ball in a short game, good Lord, man. So it was fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mitch. Yeah, we had a great time, and the young man Grant Rogers from Rice. You know, we're you and I were big, and Chris. You know, we're all big Alabama fans and everything, but we appreciate college, you know, athletics as a whole, and really embrace it. But it was kind of fun to put the Rice Owl hats on, and just a big tall lefty we played with, and Grant Rogers, and he's a couple over par today out here. He looked like he made had one of those others on number 14 out here. But I'll tell you, it was great to just be around a nice young man. He couldn't have been any friendlier and absorbed a lot of information, Mitch, and we were throwing a lot at him, buddy.
Yeah, the jokes got a little worse on the back nine, but I'm going to tell you what, one of the questions that he asked me that I loved is he said, you know, first of all, we were incognito Alabama fans in Rice hats, so all the Auburn guys that were giving me a hard time on the range, you know, they had to appreciate repping Rice, but he said, Mitch, do you really think my competitive golf is going to be an advantage for me in business because he wants to go into commercial real estate? And I had to tell him, Randy and Danny, I said, you know what? What you have learned in golf, you don't get punished by your anger. You get punished for it. You don't get punished by your laziness. You get punished, you know, for it. You get punished by it. And I think it's going to make him one heck of a hard-to-beat businessman, the fact that he has grinded through competitive golf all the way through college. And I really thought a lot of that guy, Danny.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, it's one of those things, and we had Brian Craig on from the University of Kentucky, the men's golf program, and we talked a little bit between breaks about that. And golf is one of those vehicles. You know, it's always nice to be able to make it into a Division I atmosphere to play college golf or Division II or junior college or whatever it may. But, you know, the likelihood of making it on the PGA Tour is what it is. It's just like, Mitch, with, you know, the University of Alabama has a little higher, let's say, grade of athlete that has a better chance, let's say, to go into the NFL. But still, the percentages are very low. So what do you have to do? You have to develop those skills, those people skills, those business skills, those academic skills, in order to really just enjoy golf the rest of your life in a business atmosphere.
Yeah, I think we know you, Danny, so golf did a lot of good things for your personality, or at least maybe you just came by naturally. But you look at what your brother's done as one of the all-time greats, you know, in coaching. But guys, that's why we love golf. It develops character, it reveals character, and, you know, it's kind of neat to see a game that can be that frustrating kind of teach a person how to be more humble too. And I think that's kind of what we saw with that guy out there the other day, Danny. It was a lot of fun, man.
We're visiting with Mitch McConnell on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Hey, Mitch, we got you for another few minutes. Let's turn and talk a little football. Of course, a big weekend coming up for Alabama as they'll travel over to Baton Rouge to take on the Tigers of LSU in a night game. And I think that it is going to be one of those games that could go down. If you remember back a couple years ago, what, about 5 or 6 years ago?
We've had a couple game of the centuries.
That's exactly. And that 9-6 game. Overtime, I mean, every time LSU and Alabama play, it seems like it's a barn burner. But I don't think there's going to be anything less expectations on this next one.
Well, if LSU can hold Alabama to 6 points in this game, even though that one was in Tuscaloosa and this one is in Baton Rouge at night, then I'm going to take my hats off and tell LSU they're probably going to win a national championship because if they can play that kind of defense. But what I will say, I'm in New Orleans. There's already a lot of build up in this town, man. There's a lot of hope. And at the end of the day, guys, I think, you know, isn't this what SEC and college football is all about? Even if you're an Auburn fan, you got to love an SEC matchup being game day in the game of the week. And I think it's going to be a heck of a game, boys. I just, you know, Alabama has yet to be tested, so I think that's going to be the question, is how is Alabama going to respond to, and the rest of the guys, if they get into a close game. That's going to be – I'm kind of excited to see a game that might be competitive, guys. I think it's going to be fun to watch.
Well, I agree with you, and I think, you know, Coach O's really doing a great job over there for LSU, and you look at Joe Burrow, can he make that offense run through the defense of Alabama is going to be a little tough, I do believe. Let's turn and talk a little bit about the Tigers of Auburn. Now, they will take on, I believe they've got, don't they have Texas A&M? Yeah, they've got Texas A&M coming up.
Yeah, they do, and you know what? I still think this Auburn Tiger team has a chance to be one of the surprise November teams, boys. I think they've got the talent, especially on the defensive line and linebacker. And, you know, obviously I think Jarrett Stidham is a really, really, really talented NFL future quarterback. So I'm kind of excited to see what Auburn can do now that Mississippi State kind of beat up on A&M. Maybe they'll get a win under the belt, and it'll make for an Iron Bowl here in a few weeks that'll make people, you know, turn the TV channel. But I want to say one more thing about next weekend. Who ever thought Kentucky would be the team playing Georgia for the SEC East? So I think the SEC, man, we got great quarterbacks in the league, and it's just going to be a lot of fun to watch those three big games next weekend, guys.
Well, you know, obviously Georgia with a nice win over Florida yesterday, and that's going to move Georgia up a little bit with Kentucky's win over Missouri. They were ranked 12th going into that ball game, and Danny, you mentioned it as we talked with Brian Craig a little earlier. Kentucky, for the first time in a long time, will move in, I think, after that win, will move into the top 10.
Well, you're exactly right. And you look at, you know, we got the CFP playoff committee. It's coming out Tuesday with their first initial ranking, Mitch. And as you know, as history has told us, usually in that top 10 or 12 spots, you know, usually, you know, you find that top four. And I really expect, you know, looking at some of these possibilities with Kentucky being in the top 10, of course, we know Georgia, we know LSU, and of course, everybody's expecting Alabama to kind of be in that number one spot. But a lot of football to be played, partner.
Yeah, you got four SEC teams, guys, that have a legit shot if they went out of going to the college football playoff. And, you know, some people think if Alabama loses a close game to LSU, Mississippi State, Auburn, or in the SEC, which I think is unlikely, could maybe get two teams in. But I think the neatest thing about what's happening in the SEC is we're kind of reemerging as the premier conference. I think an Auburn team could go up toe-to-toe against – we saw them go toe-to-toe last year against Clemson, but I think Oklahoma, Notre Dame, all those teams as an example. So – I don't know, guys. I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun, and nobody would have ever forecasted Kentucky being where they are. So I think that's one of the beauties of college football, man. You never know.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Mitch, time was too fast on that. Hey, we got to tell everybody to go to McConnellAutomotive.com. You got to check it out. I'm on there right now, and I'm looking at some pre-owned SUVs. Man, you got some good stuff on here. You got to go check it out. I found a vehicle right here that I want, Danny. It is. You got some good stuff, man. But
that's
Mitch,
right.
Be
Enjoy
careful,
it,
man.
Boys. It's been a blessing. Y'all have a great Sunday, and we'll talk to you soon, guys.
There you go. There you go. Mitch McConnell with McConnell Automotive. Back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Man, we are moving through this hour, and I got to tell you, we've got some great sponsors of the show. If you like what we're doing, visit these guys and tell them you like it, and thank you, and man, it means a ton to them. It means everything to us. So I certainly want to thank McConnell Automotive. If you're looking to purchase a new vehicle, do yourself a huge favor and save some money. Go see our friends at McConnell Automotive. You can also go to McConnellAutomotive.com, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Also, thanks to Coastal Alabama Community College with the lowest tuitions in the state. And today's show is also brought to you in part by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club, Timber Creek Golf Club, and thanks to Eastern Shore Toyota and Honda. Hyundai just off I-10 at exit 38 in Daphne. Thanks to our sponsors, Mitchell Homes, Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. They got a six-pack going right now for $209. It's incredible. If you've not played Glen Lakes lately, you got to get down there and see David Musial and the great folk down there. Also, thanks to our buddy at Adam's Title Pawn in Foley. Adam is a genie in the bottle. He can turn your silver and gold into hard, cold cash. Check him out. He's there in Foley. And also our golfing partners at Ping, Play Your Best, and the official restaurant of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. We tell you each and every Sunday, and I'm going to say it again, they've got the best Cajun food along the Gulf Coast. They're located off Highway 98 in Daphne, just off I-10. It's absolutely phenomenal. And thanks to our Bridgestone partners, the official golf ball and glove of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show and Magazine. So there you go. Let's do this real quick. Let's go ahead and give away. I'm going to give away two rounds of golf with cart to Lake Forest. We will do that right now. We'll take the fourth phone call at 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. And by the way, they've got their club championship, their open club championship, coming up November the 10th and 11th. And he said it's only $60.
$60.
Getting food, getting
everything. He'll give you a free practice round.
And he's going to give you a free practice round. All right, so there you go. Let's see. What time is it? Well, I believe it's this time. I believe it's this time, Danny. It's time for Danny's Did You Know on our great friend, the late Colonel Glenn Frazier.
Well, and I'll tell you what, Randy, what a great opportunity. Of course, we have Veterans Day coming up here November 11th. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you for your service.
Thank
as we
you.
We thank a lot of, you know, of our military for their service on a daily basis. But, you know, Colonel Frazier, and for those who aren't aware of this unbelievable gentleman, not only grew up in our backyard in Lowndes County,
right
around the corner from us, and but this past Friday, now Colonel Frazier passed away on September 30th, but this past Friday at the USS Alabama, they had an unbelievable celebration of life for him on Friday the 26th, and then a graveside military funeral over at the Alabama State Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spanish Fort later that afternoon. But I just felt compelled, and I was sitting here thinking about different things, as we always do this on golf, but with Veterans Day coming up and in the culture in our country right now, but a little bit about this guy, Colonel Glenn D. Frazier, who, you know, retired, but he was born in Fort Deposit, Alabama,
right?
Actually, and he was the fifth child of the late John H. Frazier and Glennie Frazier, and like I said, he was one of five children. But I'm going to tell you a little bit of his background just right now, if you don't mind, and just some of the things that he experienced before we get into the big experience, which he was well known for through a PBS documentary. He was recognized in the Congressional Record for his courageous service during World War II. He was the co-founder of the Common Sense Campaign for the Alabama Tea Party.
Right.
But a couple of the awards he received as a veteran, Randy, he received the Medal of Freedom. He received a Bronze Star, and he received four Purple Hearts, okay? And for those who have a historic significance of what happened, and 17 years old, he enlisted in the military, straight to the Philippines.
Straight he went.
Straight he went. 17, actually 16 and a half. According to him, 16 and a half years old, he goes over. Here's a young Alabama man, young Alabama boy, right around here. He was just having fun, hitting baseballs in the farm, in the field, enlists in World War II, right? Next thing he knows, he's over in the Philippines. Well, he was captured, and he was one of 60,000 people who had to endure the Bataan Death March. And there he was, 18,000, estimately, of men that were, you know, who passed during that death march. And then he was a POW for a little over 3.5 years until World War II ended in the surrender of Japan. And it was not until about 2007 that he really he wrote a book called Hell's Guest, and there was a PBS documentary about him kind of explaining how his change of heart, and this is where I'm getting with this, and the title of his book, Hell's Guest, it talks about the Bataan Death March on April 10th, 1942, and the three and a half years he spent as a prisoner of war, as he called it, an emperor's guest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'll tell you, he has a a quote in this book that I want to share, and it's kind of the center point of the Danny's Did You Know today. But he's quoted as saying, I spent so much of my time trying to think of reasons to keep from forgiving that I turned away from God's love. And it was not until I asked God to forgive me for the hatred I had for the Japanese that my life started to have a different meaning. And I discovered I could love greater than I could ever hate. And I'll tell you what, you had a chance.
Think about it.
Here's a guy who watched thousands of his, you know, friends die tortured for 3.5 years
right.
at the hands of the Japan military, and had the faith many years later to have forgiveness for those people and really go on the rest of his life and talk about those experiences to give people perspective. He's an unbelievable patriot, and that's all he talked about was it is so much better to love more than to find hate in your life. And I heard him speak several times. He's an incredible Christian speaker, and he talked about that. Of course, the U.S., if you've ever been to the USS Battleship, you know, down there in Mobile Bay, you would probably have seen him. You know,
he always sat right there.
Always sat right there and greeted everybody.
Took pictures and autographed a book when you bought it.
And I tell you, the thousands of people that walked past that man and just maybe just shook his hand and really didn't know the history of that gentleman, when they found out that history of who that gentleman they shook hands with was, they were blown away on what this man experienced in his life and how he became such an inspirational leader and speaker. I know he was instrumental in so many other things, but his positive goals and his positive outlook on life was to take the negative and horrific experiences he had as such a young man, you know, back in 1942, and then all these years later, being able to, you know, share that experience and say, listen, just don't hate.
You
find
know,
forgiveness in your heart.
And as you know, I've been knowing Colonel Glenn Frazier, I guess, now for 10 or 12 years and had the opportunity on many, many occasions to have lunch with him. We've had dinner. We've gone out. I've listened to him speak many, many times. And I'd go over to the battleship when my sister worked there. And mm-hmm. I'd just go in and say, Colonel, let's go have some lunch. And we'd go have lunch. And the stories that he would tell you and the way this guy's heart was and just a great inspiration. And after everything that he had been through and everything he had witnessed, and to have the kind of heart that he has was very inspirational for me. And if you had the opportunity to meet Colonel Glenn Frazier, you too would not forget it. I can promise you that for sure. But that is a man that's going to be missed. And I got to tell you, even at his age, if you know Colonel Frazier, or if you've ever met Colonel Frazier, at his age, he never had a wrinkle on his face.
No, I know.
I said, Colonel, what? He said, it's a cream. It's a cream I put on.
Okay. Well, he had an incredible sense of humor. And I will tell you, if you ever get a chance, if you're around this area, go right up. Just right up 225, just a little bit, over to the Alabama State Veterans Memorial Cemetery there in Spanish Fort. And go look at this beautiful place. Dr. Booth and Spanish Fort, just a tremendous guy, spearheaded, you know, of a lot of that along with Colonel Frazier. But you can go over there, and if you want to just look up Hell's Guest, you know, the book, I'm telling you, it's a must-read.
It is.
It is an absolute must-read. And, you know, according to Colonel Frazier's wishes, he requested any donations to be made, you know, go to the USS Battleship Alabama for the Wounded Warriors Foundation or Flags for Vets and the Trail of Honor. So I think it'd be good if you have a family and you have young kids and everything to kind of show them, give them perspective on life. Take them up there to that veteran cemetery, see where these heroes lay, and do some research and spend 15, 20 minutes with your children. And just explain this and just let them see it.
That's Danny's Did You Know on an American hero, Colonel Glenn Frazier. Boy, what a good one, no doubt about it. Danny, I got to tell you, I know we moved away from golf for just a few moments, but sometimes it's good to do that. And, Colonel Frazier, you mentioned parents, if you have an opportunity. I think that today's kids don't know the sacrifices that our men and women have gone through for us to be able to do what we do each and every day. And I mean, to sit out here at beautiful Steelwood overlooking the 18th fairway and the big beautiful lake out here, a lot of folks put their lives on the line, a lot of folks lost their lives in order for us to be able to do this. So we want to say thank you, and certainly Colonel Glenn Frazier, one of those guys for sure. Okay?
Some well, I'll tell you, life's fast, Randy, and everything moves fast nowadays with technology, and you know, that little bit of time that you can just give young people a little perspective on life so that they you know, can use it or not use it, whatever, but we need to give it to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Hey, man, we're going to take a time out here in just a few moments. I'm going to give away some more. Hey, let's do it right now. Let's not wait. Let's do another five-pack to Glen Lakes. All right? You and four of your golfing buddies are going to go over there. We'll take care of the green fee. All you have to do is pick up the card fee. 251-343-0106. We'll take the third. No, let's take the fifth phone call. 251-343-0106. All right. Tiger and Phil. We've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. They are going to play on November the 23rd in Las Vegas at Shadow Creek. We talked a little bit about last week. Do you like the pay-per-view? $19.99. I listened to Hank Haney the other day, and he's like, man, it's $19.99. You can afford that. You can do that. Why don't you? You know why? Because I'm not paying $19.99. I'm already paying for TV. That ought to be on for free. Okay? So I'm not paying it.
Who are we kidding?
Okay.
We're going to rent it. You know that. I mean, that's what we do. But you know what? I'm almost glad it's 1995, you know, or whatever it is. You know, I think the first, you know, little bit tidbit coming out is going to be around $30, something like that, you know. But you watch like the Ewan McGregor fight or whatever. I mean, that was $100.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these things are out of control. So I kind of like it. I think I can justify the $20, Randy. You know, we'll figure it out somehow. Maybe we'll split it. Or no, do what we usually do. We'll get 10 people over and make them all give us $5 a piece.
And we make money on
that's
it.
Right.
That's right. Well, I think it's going to be really interesting. You know, I tell you what I don't like. I don't mind paying the $20, okay? What I don't like is the fact that they're not going to have the fan base. Now, they're going to have Tiger mic'd up. They'll have Phil mic'd up. And they'll be able to do their little back and forth. But what I don't like is that there's not going to be a huge amount of fans out there following them, which I think adds more to it. I don't want to see 15 or 20 people following Tiger and Phil, and we're supposed to get excited about this. That's not working for me.
Nah, not especially when those 15 or 20 people are probably paying $25,000 to walk there.
That's
close
right.
To, you know.
Hey, by the way, I want to say congratulations to Charles Neal of Mobile. He won the Lake Forest Golf a little while ago. We'll have a new winner coming up in just a few moments. Stick around. We're going to wrap it up for you right after this. On this edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, and I'm telling you, we're having a blast here at the Spivey Hacienda at Steelwood, man. Hey, we're going to go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line in just a moment, but let me remind you, if you're not, or if you don't know about it, Quail Creek is having a Mizuno Demo Day. That'll be Wednesday, November the 14th from 11 until 4 p.m. You got to come out and try the latest 2019 line of equipment, Mizuno, and they do a really good job. Of course, we're Ping and love our Pings, but Mizuno, that's a good product. Go by and check it out. Also, while you're out there, be sure to talk with our good friend, Jeff Marks. He is the PGA head professional at Quail Creek. Here's a guy that has got a pretty good resume, all right? Former director of instruction for the Jimmy Ballard Golf Schools. He's a past Nike Junior Camp instructor, winner of several PGA section events in the metropolitan North Florida, Dixie, and Georgia sections. Former students, Don Reese, PGA Tour player, Chris Singh, Golden Bear Tour player. He's a brother of Vijay Singh. If you want more information about Jeff Marks, you can give him a call. 251-990-0240. 251-990-0240 out at Quail Creek. All right, we're going to go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Before, I know this. Here's Bama Tim wants to hear this guy right here.
You have to get him to play as a team, not individuals. It's not about, listen, if we, it had been about the greatest player, we'd have won every one of our games, but I feel like we had the greatest player, Leonard Fournette, but we had to play as a team. Everybody pulling for each other, and we did that, play with energy, shorten the practice, play for each other, and have fun playing football.
See, that's what I talk about. You're going to play for each other. We'll practice hard. We'll play hard. We're going to get out there. Bama Tim, what you got, brother?
Well, you know, it was kind of a slow weekend, so I was, you know, thumbing around in the freezer and found something, and I thought I'd call in today and get a little advice, actually, okay. From Danny.
Okay, go shoot, baby.
And what is it? I'm going to throw that bad boy in the crock pot. And other than some Lipton soup mix, some brown gravy, some taters and carrots, maybe a little onion, got any advice on maybe something to, since you're a great cook, now if I'd have wanted advice from Randy, I'd have called and said, how do I want to eat this? But, you know.
Wow. So, Bama Tim, what kind of meat was it again?
It's deer ham or a deer roast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Okay, you just take that crock pot right there and you're going to get. No, no. Oh, that was my coach.
That was before.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, you got a crock pot?
Got a crock pot.
All right. What you're going to do is, before you get that crock, you're going to take that deer loin or whatever, you know, that deer ham. You're going to go ahead and just dredge in a little bit of flour, okay? And then on a big skillet, you know, put that skillet on hot. You're going to put a little peanut oil vegetable oil in there. You're going to go ahead and you're going to kind of brown that thing, okay, in that thing. Then you're going to, in that pan, that skillet. Then you're going to put it in your crock pot. You're going to put 2 cups of red wine, the kind you drink, too.
All right. That one sitting beside you right now. Go ahead.
Yep. And then you're going to take your root vegetables, whatever you want to throw in there, about 6 cloves of garlic you're going to throw down there. You're going to put it on. You're going to put on slow roast 8 hours. Okay? You got it?
Sounding good. And you are holding Randy down now while you're talking about this.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He's staring at me. I had to get him a napkin here. He got a little drool coming. So, but
I like that browning at first.
Yeah,
the big thing,
and that's what we got to do. We got to brown that meat first. Whatever, okay. It's a pot roast, a little bit of a flour dredge. Okay. If you're gluten-free, you can use rice flour or almond flour or whatever you want to use. But we want to brown and just crust a little bit before we throw it in that crock pot. Then you add all your juices, all your vegetables, a little bit of garlic. Throw a bay leaf in there if you want to. Put that lid on it. 8 hours, slow roast. Let that thing go all day long. You come home. I like a little corn tortillas that I put on the grill. Mm-hmm. Put a little mark on there, maybe a little cilantro sour cream. Throw that roast on there and just go to town.
Wow. That sounds pretty delicious.
Well, no, I never would have thought about the searing and the tortillas, but you know, I always like to have a good old pan of homemade cornbread. So,
that'll work.
Now you got a little drool coming out of my mouth.
Well, here's what we want you to do when you do that. All right, Bama Tim, I want you to we got to hook up. You got to let us taste it because that sounds mighty, mighty delicious. Hey, before we let you get out of here, next week, next Saturday, Alabama LSU, what's your thoughts right now? The line, Danny, what was it, 14?
14. Alabama's 14 giving up 14.
Points, I think Alabama covers that plus. I do not
you know, Bama Tim.
To no 6 points. I don't believe they can hold them to 14 points, especially with the leads that they get in the first quarter and in the first half. I want to say this ball game's probably going to be over with by the halftime, and it'll go just like the rest of them have this year.
Well, you know, Bama Tim, that's one of the things. You know, Mitch and I, Randy, when we played on Friday, we talked a lot about this game. And
sure, you did.
Yeah, of course we did. And we were trying to come up with a number, Bama Tim, that we were going to spot, you know, Burrow with LSU. Or let's say we give up Alabama's defensive secondary, just, you know, gets picked apart a little bit. Let's say we give up 24. I still think we score 44.
48. I was going to say 48 was the number I had.
Yeah.
I don't see Saban taking his foot off the throttle like he did on Tennessee. Ogeron is not one of his disciples, so.
Yeah, no. And I think the over
LSU, but we're playing Death Valley at night. Hey, it's time to go full throttle the whole way.
Well, and I think it's a 50-50 shot whether Tua plays in the fourth quarter or not.
Yeah, still, he probably will not, but. We'll have to see. Jalen should be back and ready, and if not, we got Mac.
Yep. All right, give it to us, Bama Tim.
Roll, Tide, roll.
There you go, man. Enjoy that deer ham. I'm anxious to see how that comes out. That'll be pretty doggone special. Mm-hmm. All right, hey, all right. The PGA, they will be heading over to Las Vegas. They're coming back from Shanghai, China. They'll go to Las Vegas, Nevada for the Shriners Hospital for Children Open. Defending champion Patrick Cantlay. They'll be playing at TPC Summerland. And then follow that, they'll go to Mexico for the Mayacopa Golf Classic. And you know, this wraparound season, Danny, it's fun, it's interesting for the champions. They're trying to wrap it up in at Sherwood today.
Yeah, and that's the first leg of the Charles Schwab Cup. So we're going to see what who stays up there and kind of what's going on. I know, you know, we love to watch Jimenez, of course, out there. At one, you're home away from home.
I love Sherwood.
Sherwood.
Of course, we had the head pro, former head pro out there, Lance Smith, who is from Alabama. He's been on with us many, many times. But, yeah, we love it out there. If you're watching it on TV, telling you.
Beautiful.
They reverse the nine. So when you see them coming up 18, that's really number nine. And it is you get so many. There's so many celebrities out there. We had the opportunity to hang out with the great one Wayne Gretzky, at lunch one day, and just good stuff. But the champions, they will they'll finish up in Sherwood or in California, and they'll head over to Arizona for the Charles Schwab Cup Championship. That'll be played at Phoenix Country Club in Phoenix, Arizona. Kevin Sutherland, the defending champion there, and they'll finish that 2019 PGA Champions Qualifying Tournament first stage. That's going on at Lakeland. All right, so there you go. That's kind of your real quick stories on those, and we get set for some football, some golf. Great time of the year. The weather's just right, and congratulations to Jason Morris, who gets the five-pack to Glen Lakes.
Now, I'll tell you, you know, I don't know if it's a secret about next Saturday, is it, that you're...
No.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
You're going to be there. You'll be there.
We'll wrap up our high school play-by-play Friday night. Then we'll get up early and head over to Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. Meet my guys in from California. They're staying in New Orleans.
Right.
Then we're going to go to that, and we're going to play a little golf. We're going to probably play the course there at LSU, mm-hmm. or TPC Louisiana, okay. And then we're going to head over to Biloxi and play a couple of days.
Well, all I got, it's a 7 o'clock kickoff, Randy.
Pace yourself.
We've been doing this a long time, partner.
Slow it down.
Slow. It's an endurance. It's not a race. It's not a sprint.
All right, man. Great show today, Danny. It's been fun out here at your hacienda.
Well, I appreciate it. And I'll look for that some of the sponsors' checks to help, you know, reimburse this.
Absolutely. All right, Danny, it's been a lot of fun today. Thanks for hanging out with us. Congratulations to all our winners. Thank you for tuning in to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. We'll talk with you next week. We'll be an encore presentation of this show. And for our sponsors, thank you very much. And for our producers, Philip Bush and Charlie Moss. For Danny Spivey, the whole staff here at Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.